Ryukyung Oak is a tiny restaurant that fills up quickly with customers during lunchtime. The menu takes you on a gastronomical tour of North Korea. There is dumpling soup from Kaesong, a rice and beef dish from Pyongyang, and from Hamhung, a bowl of cold noodles called naengmyeon. That last item is what many people here come for. One customer, 20-year-old Ro Su-wa, says naengmyeon is just what you need on a steamy day.
When it's really hot, it's just really refreshing, and it tastes good, and it kind of cools down your whole body.
Ro orders one bowl of naengmyeon served in a cold beef broth, another mixed with raw fish and pepper sauce. All the staff at Ryukyung Oak are North Korean defectors, including the owner, An Mi-ok. She says North Korean food is really simple compared to South Korean food. It uses the traditional way of cooking and does not add unnecessary ingredients. She says here they use too many artificial flavoring or add extra types of sauces. North Korean food goes back to the basics. Naengmyeon has been popular in South Korea for decades. An hopes other North Korean dishes will soon catch on. 47-year-old Lee A-ran is also counting on that. Lee is a former food inspector from Pyongyang. She now runs the North Korean Food Institute in Seoul. She says cooking is a great way for Koreans from both sides of the peninsula to overcome their differences. Lee says the problem is that North and South Korean people have had no communication since they were separated, but the love of food is universal. She says cooking provides a place for people to come together and chat over cooking or eating and talk about food. Recently, Lee's school started offering classes in English so non-Korean speakers can talk about North Korean food too.
Once the rice starts to boil...
With the help of an interpreter, Lee instructs the class on how to make haeju bibimbap, a North Korean rice and vegetable dish that is made with chicken and soy sauce. 27-year-old Korean-American Alex Jung stands over a simmering pot. He says the class taught him some new things about Korean food.
Well, I think that I'm pretty familiar with South Korean cooking in general and all the regional differences within South Korea. And there definitely aren't that many opportunities to try, eat, or make North Korean food. And I was just excited to learn about a certain style of North Korean food that I had never eaten before.
Lee A-ran says her cooking school also has a special meaning for North Korean defectors who did not have much to eat back home. She says many people in North Korea really can't eat well. They struggle because of the food shortages there, and that they cannot have proper meals and often just eat rice mixed with water. And often, there wasn't even enough rice, says 41-year-old Song Yu-ri. She is a student at the cooking school and says that since she came to the South in 2007, she has learned a lot about food from her homeland. Song says, in the North, they did not have the ingredients to make these types of dishes. But now, here in South Korea, she has learned how to make North Korean food. She says she did not know much about this type of cooking until she came here. But Song says what she really learned was how differently North and South Koreans appreciate food. She says she was really surprised that many people here go on a diet. She says North Koreans are starving to death, but here people want to be slim. She thinks there is actually so much diversity in food here that it is hard to choose what to eat, but she's gotten to try a lot of other countries' food. Song says that despite those differences, she too believes learning about each other's food can bring the two Koreas closer together. Reunification, she says, starts at the dinner table. Jason Strother for VOA News, Seoul.